The study appears in this month's journal Science. It reviews more than 80 experiments measuring plant responses to increased CO2. Bruce Hungate of Northern Arizona University is one of the co-authors. He was surprised to find a symbiotic relationship between plants and a certain fungus boosted growth even without nitrogen.
So it turns out actomycorrhizal fungi are really good at extracting nitrogen from soil. And that is what makes those plants able to respond to high CO2, even if they don't have extra nitrogen supplied from another source, because the fungus helps do the work for them.
Ectomycorrhizal fungi are found in forests worldwide. Hungate says adding them to computer models could give more accurate predictions for the speed of climate change. Current models estimate global ecosystems soak up about a quarter of human CO2 emissions. I'm Melissa Siveny in Flagstaff.